Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Hannah Thompson-Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Back with Hannah in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 25th from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on DirecTV Channel 603, as well as SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,200 head to be offered. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior Livestock a call at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock, Thursday, January 25th, 8 a.m.
Oklahoma's wind industry has provided $20 billion of investment to our state. Working with our farmers and ranchers, we continue to pay landowner lease payments. We invest in local communities and schools through ad valorem taxes. We create thousands of local jobs in maintaining wind infrastructure. All of this for rural Oklahoma. Together, we can power Oklahoma and keep Oklahoma's economy strong. Tell your legislators to keep wind investing in Oklahoma.
Paul Shapiro, formerly with the Humane Society of the U.S., has authored a brand new book called Clean Meat. And Hannah Thompson-Weeman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance says there's a concern about this particular concept that Shapiro is promoting.
Our big concern is exactly that term, clean meat. There's a reason the activist groups are pushing that term over things like cellular meat or lab-grown meat that are more accurate and more descriptive. And that's because, first of all, it implies that conventionally produced meat, or as I like to call it, meat, is somehow unclean or dirty in comparison. And also, it distances the product from the technology used to produce it. So this clean meat, which again, I'm going to stop using that term, but it's used by the activists as an umbrella term to refer to cellular produced meat, lab grown meat, sometimes even plant-based products are thrown into that category. But consumers aren't always very enthusiastic about technology in their food production. So that's a big reason why these activist groups are pushing for that certain terminology. So it is critical for us in animal agriculture to push back on that. So if you see it, someone says it, step up, correct it. Whenever I talk to media, I try to make that correction. I blogged about this before. So as the Alliance, and I think even other people I've talked to in the industry, no one's afraid of these products or sees them as a replacement for animal agriculture. Several prominent meat companies have even invested in these products. And I think it's because there is a growing demand for protein globally, a huge growing demand. And I'm sorry, but we're not making any more farms. I wish that we were. So these products can be a way to try to help meet that demand in addition to conventionally produced meat products. So a lot of the companies that I've talked to and other folks that I've talked to, even the companies that have invested in these products, have made it very clear it's an and proposition and not an or proposition at all for them. So I think that's what we need to be thinking about and speaking about. And when we talk about these products, the industry isn't afraid. It's not threatened. We just want to make sure the product is named accurately and labeled accurately so people know what they're getting.
I guess in the case of a Paul Shapiro who wrote that particular book, it is an or proposition for him.
For the activist groups that are really pushing those products, and there's actually a whole trade association or a nonprofit called the Good Food Institute, which is run by a gentleman who used to be with PETA, used to be with Farm Sanctuary, so it's very clear to see what his allegiance is and what his ultimate goal is. And for them, it absolutely is an or proposition. They want to see these products replacing meat, replacing animal agriculture, and putting farmers and ranchers out of business.
Hannah Thompson-Weeman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance on that book written by Paul Shapiro, Clean Meat. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at Messner Ranch, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:30 at the ranch at Slapout, Oklahoma, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne. Selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. For more information, call Milton at 580-273-9494 or Van at 580-552-1555. Or go online and download a sale book, www.dvauction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.